All right, on this bright and sunny Tuesday morning, President Trump says he has a very good relationship with Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease specialist, but he also says, I don't always agree with him, and it seems to go a little deeper than that. Joining us right now from Washington, ABC News correspondent Karen Travers. Karen, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
It does seem to be a definite divide between these two.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the president said yesterday he has a very good relationship with Dr. Fauci. He says he's had that for a long time. He finds him to be a nice person. And all of that doesn't contradict, though, the fact that the White House is certainly engaged in a campaign to discredit Fauci's statements on the coronavirus, so treating him as if he were a political opponent. The White House put together a document that was obtained by ABC News that says what they feel are things, number of times that Dr. Fauci has been wrong on things. But the list includes many quotes that are not written there in their entirety. There are things left out where Dr. Fauci couches some things. There are also some quotes that were from very early on in the outbreak when less information was known. Two senior level White House sources, though, tell us that Dr. Fauci has at times been referred to among Trump aides as Dr. Gloom and Doom. So the president can say they get along well, but that doesn't mean his team behind the scenes is not doing a bit of a smear campaign to try and discredit him to reporters or on social media.
Doesn't make sense because Dr. Fauci is, as I said, the nation's top infectious disease specialist.
Yeah.
He is trying very hard to prevent the spread of COVID-19, which I think the president sees as a very real threat, not Dr. Fauci, but the virus, a threat to his reelection.
Yeah, and you know, Dr. Fauci in recent days has, I think, become a bit more public, even as he's been held back in some ways from doing more interviews. He hasn't briefed the president in person, hasn't spoken to the president in about a month and a half, but he is ringing alarm bells. He has been a steady drumbeat of his concerns of how bad this is getting. Yesterday, he delivered another dire warning. He says, we haven't even begun to see the end of it yet. So I think that is part of it, that the administration, the president, they are trying to paint a rosier picture. You know, there's 170-ish days until the election, I think we're at now, but it's getting close. Actually, it's probably less than that, but it's getting close, and the president has his eye on November. And anything that is counter to the nation is back, the nation is coming back, the economy is bouncing back, the virus is contained, they don't want to hear that message out there, even if it is coming from one of the top public health officials and the leading experts on infectious disease.
We've seen at times, Karen, the hashtag Fire Fauci trending.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as easy as that, though. The president can't fire Dr. Fauci the way that he could a member of his cabinet, can he?
Exactly. Yeah, he's a civil servant. He's been in the public service for decades now. The president couldn't just fire him. And Fauci, according to sources, is not going anywhere. He's 79 years old. He's sticking this out. I don't think he's somebody who's going to bow to any public pressure like that from the president's allies. But, you know, it is notable, I think, to see this effort to sideline him in some ways. He is doing less interviews. He did some podcasts and Facebook things. He's doing an event at Georgetown University today, but you're not seeing him out there as much as you did in the beginning of this outbreak. You know, the daily task force briefing, tons of cable television hits. So the White House certainly doesn't want Dr. Fauci being the main message out there, but he's figuring out ways to go out there and still raise those warning bells.
Absolutely. We'll be hearing more from him, I'm sure. Karen, appreciate the reporting. Mm-hmm. Thanks so much for being with us.
Have a great day. Thanks.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.